Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We're about to go around the NFL. I kind of want to bring what we were talking about to air, but I feel like I shouldn't, so I'll let that live. But living with us in this building, in the West Point Lincoln Studios, is our good friend, Brandon K. Scott.
Hey,
what's happening, man?
Hey, you know, it's real humbling when you come in the building. I've been working here almost 7 years now. 6.5 years I've been here, fortunate enough. And the same lead security guy downstairs has been there the whole time. Yeah. And he still calls me Brian.
Oh.
He hit me with it. And what is today? Is today the 8th or the 9th? Where are we now in the
calendar? Today's the 9th.
It's the 9th. So you know that whole when is it too late to give you a happy new year thing? Well, apparently it's not the 9th for this guy. I got a happy new year from him. I was glad to get it. Hadn't seen
Brian.
Him. You know, happy new year, Brian.
Doesn't matter what it looked like, Brian.
7 years. Mm-hmm. Going on 7 years. If I make it to August, yeah. 7 years. Brian. I love
happens
it.
All the time.
I love it.
I get called George all the time. Including
you do kind of look like a George, though.
No, because of George Lopez.
Oh. I would like to, I would like it put on the record that I had no, my mind did not even go to George Lopez. There was no schism in my game. I was just saying he looked like a George.
He looks like a George.
You just kind of look like a George.
You know what I'm saying? He just got some George to him.
Yeah. We were doing vibe checks earlier. Give a George vibe.
Hey, so real quick before we get into the NFL, because what a bracket it is, except for one game. That project, you've moved a couple times. Any projects that you know you're never going to get to based on our question of the day?
Oh, yeah, no. So one was a dresser that my wife, God rest her soul, wanted me to paint this dresser that she got from either a thrift or a garage sale, but it was just like a nothing dresser, you know, and of course, by the time she passed, like they ended up being like a real kind of keepsake. But at the time, she wanted me to paint it. And she wanted it to be like this thing in the living room and everything. And I just never got to it.
Have you gotten to it yet?
Oh, no. Eventually she got to it. And she ended up doing it in the garage and guilted me into participating. But it definitely stands out as one of those things that she had all the interest in the world and I had none. I could not muster it up. I still feel bad about it to this day. But no, I'll never forget that.
Yeah. Before I get to the playoffs and what some of the key predictions in it. We've had a lot of conversation this week about the Baltimore Ravens, what they've done in firing John Harbaugh. Seems like going along with him and one of the major portions of the decision to move on from John Harbaugh was his attachment to Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Todd Monken actually jumped on a program with Ryan Ripken, and he was owning his mistakes when it came to that.
Like, is that kind of the fair thing to say? Everyone had a hand in things? Is that?
I don't know how else you can say it, because everybody's going to want a hand when it goes great. I mean, the year before, I didn't hear anybody. We all had a hand in it. We had a bunch of guys on offense that had career years. Rashad Bateman, Zay Flowers, the tight end, Lamar, the O-line. We were healthy the whole year.
Yeah.
And we all get to be a part of that. And we should.
Yeah.
But as I always tell the coaches, just like I would tell the players, you can't get all the credit when we do well and just exonerate yourself from the blame when it doesn't go that way. That is so ridiculously like out there that I can't even live in that world. I can't live in that world. I haven't gotten to where I'm at living in that world. I haven't. You know what? I didn't coach Lamar well enough. I didn't have as good a relationship as I could have. I didn't do the things that we needed this year to win enough games to give ourselves a chance. And I believe that. I'm not just saying that because I'm on your show and I'm going to fight like hell to fix it. I'm going to fight like hell for the next job I get, and I'm going to root like hell for the Ravens.
Good for him, man.
I'm telling you.
I mean, good for him. That was about as real and as authentic as it could be. I mean, especially once he got to the point about the relationship,
mm-hmm.
because that's really at the core of the issue here. That's what we're really talking about. It's John Harbaugh who got fired.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to kind of read not just between the lines, but just the next sentence, right? Yeah. And it's more so of his loyalty to Todd Monken. And if you read everything past that, it was the relationship between Todd Monken and Lamar Jackson that really had gone south at that point. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's John Harbaugh's loyalty to Todd Monken. It's actually kind of odd that, you know, John Harbaugh would pick Todd Monken over Lamar Jackson, but then that's his own thing, right? That ends up being sort of the layered relationship dynamic. And that's what all of this came down to. The offensive coordinator and the quarterback are supposed to see the game through the same lens, to use a Clint Sternerism, right? Mm-hmm. Like that is true, but that wasn't the case here by the time you got to the end of it.
Well, and the other thing for me, as I heard that, I was with you 100%, everything you said. But I don't know if John Harbaugh, quote, lost the locker room, depending on if you believe Ian Rapoport or Adam Schefter. But I guarantee you, maybe not Lamar Jackson, players love that dude.
Yeah.
Players love Monken. There's no way they can't.
Well, and then you hear that and you could see why.
Yeah.
Right? He seems like a real dude, mm-hmm. you know, and willing to say that, not just – I mean, if that's how he's talking in public,
yeah.
Imagine what kind of truth he's talking, at least whatever he perceives the truth to be, how he's talking that to the players, right? That, like, that to me sounds like a real dude.
Yeah, so I found that to be intriguing, that he owned up to that, but that seems to be – if he had recognized that earlier, I wonder if this ultimately does shift. If he can manage to cultivate that relationship in a way – were they going the same way? And maybe they just saw, they didn't see eye to eye in the way that the football stuff mattered. And when he says the relationship, it's really there and less about like a human element. But if they could have kept that together, it did feel like Todd Monken was good for what they were doing.
That is where blame becomes complicated, right? Because naturally you would think, okay, we're talking about Lamar Jackson, one of the great players of his generation, possibly one of the greatest quarterbacks that we've ever seen, and certainly the most unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of would tend to side with that, but what if he is not blameless in this whole relationship breakdown that we're talking about?
Absolutely.
That's totally possible. We don't know all of the details, and so this kind of gives you a little window into it, though. Mm-hmm. Like Todd Monken, somebody that sounds like a real dude, somehow could not form a relationship with a singularly great player on what seemed like should have been a much better team. I know they had injury issues,
yeah,
but that should have been a better team than what it turned out to be.
All right, one more here before we get to the key matchups that matter this weekend in wild card football. Colts general manager Chris Ballard, who can still have that title for some reason, he said that he sees Daniel Jones as a near and long-term answer. Said that that he has a really bright future. In Indy, quote, I think it's mutual on both sides. I think Daniel was a really good fit for this organization, and I think this organization and city were a really good fit for Daniel.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to, like, suddenly believe in Daniel Jones as a franchise quarterback, that I think that's a good idea. Power to the Colts if they believe it. But I will say, in their defense, I mm-hmm. could see how they could talk themselves into that based on how their season went.
Yeah.
When he was right and healthy, they were really good, and once he got injured, they were really bad. Now,
as he was getting injured, they were starting to make the turn, though.
Yeah,
right. That's exactly the point I was going to make.
My bad. Apologies.
How much do they put into that? What you're talking about? There's like a 2-3, almost 4-week stretch there as they're starting to make that turn, as you're talking about, where they could point to and say, okay, is there a
is he
really though? It's starting to look a little funny in the light.
Yeah.
And so they're clearly leaning more toward the start of the season when they had one of the better offenses in football and they looked like they were going to run away with the division.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they put more stock into that than into the smaller sample size of when it was going bad. And then, of course, when it went off the rails once he got injured.
I don't know how much they really believe this, but I don't think they have a choice but to believe it.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's a fair point to make. All right, we turn you to the wild card weekend that's headed. Obviously, Texans Steelers will be the dessert on the weekend, but it should be a fun meal all the way through with football for you. Starting Saturday, 4:30 p.m., which used to be the honorary Texans slot, been taken over by Rams-Panthers, a sub-500 team.
And they deserve it.
Hosting the Los Angeles Rams. This is a matchup of a meeting, what was that week? Was that 15 or something? November 30th, where the Panthers beat the Rams 31-28. The key matchup here, Rams offense versus the Panthers in takeaways, because there was two interceptions by Matt Stafford in that Panthers game that ultimately allowed them to win that game. And it's going to be, can the Panthers do that again? Because it's going
to
be needed.
Oh, my God. If that's the story to you, then the story to me is you better not lose this game, Matthew Stafford.
Oh.
Losing to the Panthers, like, that's all fair and well and good what you're saying, Reggie. But that's not good enough excuse and reason for Matthew Stafford to lose this game first round to the Panthers in the MVP season. That cannot be it. I don't care that you're on the road. I don't care that they force turnovers. I don't care that they beat you before. You the MVP. Y'all won 12 games this year. The Panthers are objectively the worst team that qualified for this playoffs, whether they win this game or not. You bet not lose.
Rams going to win by at least 20 points.
There you go. Yeah.
It feels like it. I mean,
that's all good discussion, I get it, and they did lose to them and all that, but they're going to win by 20.
If that's what you think, though, Lopez, think about it. My point is true.
Yeah.
Like, you're sitting here saying they're going to win by 20 points.
Yeah.
They come out there and lose?
No, I get it.
Oh, my God.
You don't think that's an upset alert?
No. That was actually an argument that was had on First Take earlier this
year.
They could just raise a question.
Hey, beat them. They beat them this year.
They did.
So
I thought that was.
I understand why this one is just a wash.
And that's why it's about the turnovers, right? Because it was a very particular set of circumstances that made that game close. One of the reasons why that game last night, yes, Ole Miss had a chance to win it. Ole Miss also had four turnover opportunities that Miami just put on the floor, right? Those are the types of things that make a game either closer than it should be or, you know, make it a blowout when it absolutely should have been close.
Yeah. Yep.
This is one of those instances where that was a close game that should have been a blowout, and I feel like if we go 9 times out of 10, which is the way we have to talk about this, the Rams can't hold on to it.
It's all about if the Rams going to wet the bed.
Yeah, sure.
So it's not it's not even about Carolina being good and beating them.
Yeah.
Are they going to wet the bed this time?
It cannot happen.
But styles make fights. And it did look like in that game, at least, that the Panthers had a little bit of a style to create that. We'll see if that can come through again. The other game on Saturday is the Packers-Bears little NFC North matchup. The key matchup here, as the Packers have they're 1.5 point favorites in this one on the road in Chicago. Bears run game versus the Packers front seven that has been real rough. The Packers defense in general has been really rough, especially without Micah Parsons when he went down for the season. The Bears offense has been really good, but especially if they can run the football, that feels like that'd be dicey.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a shootout. Because I think both defenses have shown that their imperfections. Neither of these is the Texans' defense, let's just suffice it to say.
Yeah.
And put them together and they're not the Texans' defense.
Exactly. And I think both offenses got a little something going. So I expect this to be a shootout. I'm actually really excited for this game because I think that, you know, despite it being in a cold weather city and it being, you know, the Bears, who you don't necessarily associate as a team that's going to score a lot of points. They got Caleb Williams now. They've put something together there. Like, what we've seen from the Bears, I think, is legit this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of an interesting player because he does a lot of the really difficult. He's, like, exceptional at difficult things and almost substandard at really easy things, which kind of makes for an interesting game, I think, especially in the playoffs. But this will be fun. His first playoff game. I'm really looking forward to this matchup.
I'm with you. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And I think the Bears, I mean, they create a lot of turnovers, but they give up a lot of long drives. I mean, they're very successful. I think it's
a bad defense outside of turnovers. Just flatly.
Their front is not impressive. Yeah. And then their back end is normally impressive, but they got guys that are banged up. Like Jalen Johnson, their star cornerback, is like dealing with either a groin – like something like off the bone type of situation, and he's out there gutting it out. Like he doesn't look the same. So their defense is compromised, especially on the back end.
Yeah. The starting Sunday, you'll start with what might be the most fun game on the table here in this wild card menu of sorts. Bills at Jaguars, the 12-5 team going to the 13-4 team of the AFC South. Bills actually the favorites by a point and a half. Matchup? Either passing defense, who's got it versus the likes of Trevor Lawrence or Josh Allen?
Yeah, I'm going to go Josh Allen, but, man, Trevor Lawrence has been nice.
Like, if you're just handicapping this game and you don't know the histories of either Josh Allen or the Jaguars, I think you're like, why are the Jaguars not favored in this game?
Yeah, and to sidebar for a second here, but related, are y'all not surprised that this isn't the night? Like, I would have flip-flopped Bills-Jaguars. Help me understand this if y'all understand it better. Why Bills-Jaguars is the noon CBS game and Chargers-Patriots is the late game? Like,
you're not missing
anything. Am I missing something here?
Yeah, you're not missing anything. I think Eagles-49ers.
Yeah.
Eagles-49ers is a matchup, man.
Chargers-Patriots should be the first game, and then either one of these other two could have been the late game.
Yeah.
And I'd probably go Bills-Jags, to your point a minute ago, Reggie. Like, this is going to be the best game, or at least the one I'm most looking forward to.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how they do that, or how that ends up in the way that it does.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, unless the NFL understands something that I don't. But anyway, that's what's fun about it. The fact that your question is such a hard one to answer. Like, you would think it's Josh Allen, but if you've been watching Trevor Lawrence, man, buddy's been nice.
Yeah, I think you feel better about Josh Allen, but you also feel better about the Jags secondary compared to
and just the Jags.
The Jags and the play calling that they have there compared to Trevor Lawrence, who you might feel a little bit less good about, even though he's been good.
Yeah.
But you definitely don't feel I don't feel all that great about the Bills secondary. Or defense in general as to what they're doing there. So that should be a fun one. Trevor Lawrence has 15 touchdown passes over the last six games.
Yeah.
He's been amazing.
Cooking. Two more games to run through real quick. Niners-Eagles that you guys mentioned is the midday game. What is the Eagles offense versus Niners defense in a battle of who wants to be worse? The Eagles offense, it has been head-scratching at times the way that they do it. They haven't run the ball all that well. And then, of course, they don't throw the ball as often as sometimes you would imagine. And then the Niners' defense is just – it's been battered to all hell, particularly at front of seven. And I don't know, are they getting Fred Warner back? But if it wasn't Fred Warner, when Fred Warner is not playing, and he hasn't recently, do you know who the linebacker that they've been throwing out there in the middle of a linebacker-specific defense like what we've seen with D'Amico Ryans?
Who?
Do you remember Eric Kendricks?
Oh, yeah, I did see Eric Kendricks out there. Anytime I see Eric Kendricks, do y'all do the thing where you're like, which Kendricks brother is that? Is that the one that went to prison or the other one?
Yes. But that's how.
But yeah, I did notice that.
They are beaten to hell. So that's going to be.
Yeah, he's like my age. That is insane.
Yeah.
So look, the thing about, I think head scratching is, to put it kindly, yeah, about the Eagles offense. The head scratching part about them is like, are they going to, you know, the whole cliche flip the switch thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They seem to like kind of do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they do this thing where the offense is like awful or uninspiring, and then the playoffs come and all of a sudden they're amazing.
I think the Niners are so unpredictable. I think the Niners are hard to figure.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes McCaffrey, sometimes not, sometimes Purdy, sometimes not, you know.
Yeah.
By the way, these two teams have been in the last three Super Bowls. So, you know, this is a big time marquee game.
Now, I think the Eagles have an answer if they're willing to lean into it. Just lean on your big boys when it comes to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, because as good as the Niners secondary players are, Diamador Lenore, Malik Mustafa, they're not as big. So can you get that size advantage and utilize that? That's a question. And of course, somebody's making the point that maybe market sizes help you in this one. The night game on Sunday, Chargers, L.A., versus Patriots in that Boston area. Pats are a 3.5-point favorite. Big key matchup, Justin Herbert versus the Patriots pass rush. That's the matchup there.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
I mean, the NFL just dominates no matter what.
Yeah, maybe. You'll watch all day.
Yeah, you're right. They put games on Netflix these days.
You'll watch it.
You could have put Carolina on the prime time. It'd still be 27 million people watching.
The game is on an app.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm. We have a Prime Video. One of these games is a Prime Video game, right?
Nah, it's CBS, Fox, and then Peacock.
Okay, so it might be next round where you end up with this Prime Video game. That's the one that's going to drive me up a wall the weekend
Yeah, no, Bears Packers is a Prime.
There we go.
Video
yeah.
Game. Yeah. Yeah.
We have a streaming only game this weekend. How about weekend. That? That's set to piss some people off, I'm sure, but we'll figure that out. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's another edition of Around the NFL. Coming up next, we got to get B. Scott's thoughts, and I'm guaranteeing you, this is one that you'll want to hear. We do it next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.